With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It's been a winning day so far on Wall Street. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up in excess of 250 points. President Trump has named a special envoy to Greenland, sparking renewed opposition to his past suggestions of annexing the North Atlantic territory to the United States.
Donald Trump's announcement on Sunday that Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry would be the U.S. special envoy has prompted a new flare-up of tensions over Washington's interest in the vast semi-autonomous territory of Greenland. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen and her Greenlandic counterpart say in a joint statement, "You cannot annex another country, not even with an argument about international security." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at srnnews.com, there's a lot going on in the diplomatic world today. Meanwhile, Trinidad and Tobago's prime minister is accusing the intergovernmental organization of CARICORN of aligning itself with, she calls, Venezuela's narco-government and dictatorship.
Writing on social media, Kamla Persad Bisesa said her country wanted no part of what she called an alignment between CARICOM and Venezuela's leader, Nicolas Maduro, accusing the bloc of being in a zone of peace fakery. Trinidad and Tobago lies just 11 kilometers away from Venezuela, and last week the island country permitted U.S. military aircraft to use its airports. CARICOM had called for peace in the region in the wake of deadly American attacks on alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean. Ms. Persad Bisesa said the bloc was trying to get the U.S. military to leave, comments that have been criticized by several other Caribbean islands.
That is BBC's Jacob Evans reporting. A closer look on Wall Street. The Dow is up 252. The high-tech NASDAQ doing well, up 126 points. And the S&P 500 has gained 40. This is SRN News. A new report out on how parents are raising their children.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 43% of moms and dads in this country take their children to church at least once a month. 56% of parents also say they talk about faith with their kids on a regular basis. About one in five couples tell Pew they're raising their youngsters in a, quote, very religious household, and another 34% say their home is, quote, somewhat religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's largest kosher certifying organization, taking a closer look now at beer, which has long been considered kosher by default due to the proliferation of flavorings brought on by the craft brewing and other industry changes, though. The rabbis who declare food products to be in line with Jewish dietary laws now say to check the label before consuming. One rabbi involved says we've seen more than one situation in which some beers have dairy in them. This is SRN News. The U.S. Coast Guard is pursuing another sanctioned oil tanker in the Caribbean. Word of the pursuit comes as the administration appears to be intensifying its targeting of such vessels connected to the Venezuelan government. The tanker pursuit on Sunday was confirmed by one U.S. official. They say the vessel was flying a false flag and was under a judicial seizure order. Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro says on Telegram that his country has spent months, quote, denouncing, challenging, and defeating a campaign of aggression being waged against it. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is defending the Justice Department's decision to release just a fraction of the Jeffrey Epstein files by the congressionally mandated deadline. Blanche is pledging that the administration will eventually meet its obligation required by law for those documents to be released. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.